Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father, in my name he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father, and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father. His disciples said, Oh, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God. But Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Everywhere we look these days, we see signs. Some of the signs are good signs. Stop signs at busy intersections keep us safe. 50% off Memorial Day sale signs are all over, which are good if you're looking to make a purchase. Some signs we don't like. One per customer. Limited time only. See, we don't like those things because they kind of box us in. They hold us back. They limit us when we just want to be free. There are signs that we don't see, but we long to see. If a loved one is sick, we look diligently for any sign of improvement. People look for signs in relationships. Do they love me? Is this getting serious? Many are often looking for directions in their lives, and most people are looking for signs of hope. What about signs here in the church? For example, you wake up one spring morning and you come through those doors. How do you know that it's Easter morning? What are the signs? Well, the colors are all white. Lilies are all around. Members greeting each other with, Alleluia, he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Easter breakfast in the fellowship hall. All signs that it's Easter morning. And most of all of them now have faded away. On this sixth Sunday after Easter, only the white color remains. Attendance is back to its normal. The smell of lilies, egg dishes, and ham are all but a distant memory. Is that really all there is to Easter? Are we really thinking that the effects of Easter have come and gone? If you are, then today's reading from Acts shows us Easter signs all over the place. And we see them in a woman named Lydia. So let's meet her today. And on the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate to the riverside where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there, and one heard us. Was a woman named Lydia from Thyatira, a seller of purple goods. So in those few verses, what did we learn?
Well, we've got a couple of signs here that tell us about Lydia. We learn that she is from the city of Thyatira. It was a rather small city in Asia Minor, but it was, however, sort of a commercial center, especially known for rich crops and the production of purple dye. Purple cloth was very expensive and usually purchased only by nobility. These signs tell us that Lydia was probably a rather savvy businesswoman of some wealth. Are any of these signs of Easter? No, not really. Wrong color to start with. But did you notice there's no hint of the resurrection here at all? But our text also tells us that Lydia was a worshiper of God. Now, the term worshiper of God was often used as a sign for Gentiles who believed in the Jewish God Yahweh. However, although they believed in God, they did not yet believe in Jesus. So this is not an Easter sign either, but we are getting much closer. Our text continues. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul. Now, we don't know what Paul said. Luke doesn't write that down for us, but most certainly it was the gospel message of Jesus. It would have sounded similar to what we confess in the Apostles' Creed, that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, for Lydia's sins, and how he rose in Easter victory and new life for all who believe in him. In his message, the power of the Holy Spirit began its divine work to open her heart, and she believed all that she heard. But you see, that's not all. Notice that she did not waste any time at all in getting baptized, along with all the members of her household. This is most certainly a sign. In Lydia's baptism, she was united to the death and resurrection of Jesus. Faith was created, and now salvation was hers. But as the old TV commercial says, "But wait, there's more," her faith produced fruit. She begged Paul to allow her to host the missionaries in her home. "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." You see, her new faith would not allow her to not express it in works of kindness. Later in Acts, we see Paul returning again to stay with Lydia, and certainly she had become a very active member of the church. What we see in Lydia is just how powerful the Easter message is. It brings life and salvation, for we have seen the signs. We see an open heart that hears the word and receives the gifts of the word and baptism to create faith. And we see evidence of that faith in good works and the hospitality that she offers to Paul and the others. So God calls, God opens hearts, God creates faith, God empowers for service. These are Easter signs, and they mark the work of the Holy Spirit. Remember from your catechism days, "I believe that I cannot on my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the one true faith." Lydia was a miracle of God's wonderful love and proof that the effects of Easter live on. But they didn't just stop with Lydia. You too are a sign of Easter, a sign of life that Easter goes on living in your hearts and voices. Now, sitting here this morning, you may not feel much like a sign. Maybe the effects of Easter have left you long ago. If so, then you are experiencing the work of Satan himself. He wants nothing more than to steal away from you your victory in Jesus and lead you to despair, to turn your eyes from the empty tomb and to look inward at yourself and your worldly desires. And he never stops. We see this in our nation, in our state, in political arguments. We see it in the quiet condescension when people say, "Do you really believe all that? You can't be serious." Is it any wonder so many churches grow quiet and lifeless in the 40 days after the resurrection? But thanks be to God that he is patient and merciful. Jesus did die, and he did rise for you. And our loving God prepares each of our hearts for this good news through confession and absolution. Forgiveness is received, and hearts are made ready for the proclamation of God's word. And the Holy Spirit works in that word to build faith. It happens each and every Sunday morning here, despite Satan's attempt to mislead and distract us. But still, God works. He works in other means also, in baptism and in Holy Communion. Like Lydia, our hearts are opened through the power of the Holy Spirit, and faith is strengthened. And then, too, as with Lydia, faith produces fruit. Hands to serve, voices to proclaim, arms that comfort and provide, and feet to take us where we need to be. The gospel of Christ crucified and risen has this effect. The victory of the empty tomb lives on and on and on. So you see, there is no way to silence Easter. It lives on because Jesus lives. And because he lives, we live also. Jesus lives. And as he lives, any time is a good time to say, "Alleluia, Christ is risen."
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Amen.